Slava Otcu i Sinu i Svjatomu Duhu, i njine i prisno, i vo vjeki vjekov. Amin. Jedinorodni Sine i Sloven Boži, ve smerten si, izvoli bi spasenija našego radi. Poplotiti svijat od svijatija Bogo rodici i Hristo djevi, djevi Mariji, nepreručno počelo vječi visjat, razpisa že Hriste Bože, smrti usme popravi, jedin si, svjatija Trojici sproslavljaje mi, Otcu i Svjatomu Duhu, spasi, spasi, spasi nas.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. Third Sunday of Great Lent, the veneration of the Holy Cross. Mark 8, 34 to 38, chapter 9, verse 1. When he called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake in the Gospels, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there will be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Jesus Christ's love is manifest in his death upon the cross. Jesus said, A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. Believers manifest their love for Christ by using Christian ways to confront the problems of life. Christian love is reflected in the way a person lives his or her life. If a person gives of him or herself in Christian ways to family members, friends, co-workers, the church and the community, Christian love is manifested. If a person is selfish with his or her time, solely using the time for personal pursuits, having no benefit to family members, friends, the church, or the community, then the person's priorities come in question. The present gospel asks the penetrating question, What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Each day brings a news report of individuals or companies experiencing financial excesses beyond the average imagination. At the same time, great suffering and want exists in the world. The distribution of the world's resources is a matter of stewardship. Human beings created in the image and likeness of God make decisions about the way the world is cared for. Not everyone is a Christian. Not everyone lives in Christian ways. Many people actively oppose Christianity. Christian believers must achieve a certain balance in life that enables a life of peace without compromising personal integrity. Believers must be true to Christ and act as good stewards of the environment and all earthly resources. Christians are expected to set good examples. Christians are expected to live in ways pleasing to Christ. The present gospel, Jesus said, "Whoever so therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with holy angels." The way we live will reflect the love we have for Jesus Christ. The way we treat others will reflect our love for Christ. Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you did it to the least the one of these, my brethren, you did it to me." The appearance of the cross in the middle of the church is cause for contemplation at this time of Great Lent. Half of Great Lent is complete. This is a time for personal assessment of progress made. This is a time to determine the best way to complete Great Lent. People blessed by God to live the remaining days of Great Lent will only have one opportunity to make the best use of the time. Great Lent comes once per year. Wise individuals do their best to honor Great Lent as intended by the Church. The Lenten services and increased prayer, fasting, and almsgiving provide an atmosphere encouraging repentance and return to a life pleasing to God. Individuals make the choices that determine whether Christ is honored in daily life. Family homes take on a certain atmosphere. When Christ is the center of the family home, home life is different than when accumulation of power, wealth, and possessions are exclusive priorities. Relationships with neighbors will reflect whether Christ is the center of the family home. When property concerns and interpersonal relationships with neighbors are resolved according to Christian principles, neighborly peace exists. The cross of Christ is proof of what happens when power and jealousy take hold. Individuals benefit from thinking carefully about Jesus on the cross. Individuals benefit from carefully thinking about expectations in the Christian life. Being a Christian is a serious undertaking. The profession of faith at holy baptism is expected to be renewed and honored throughout life. Believers are expected to handle the crosses in their lives as Christ handled his cross. Jesus said, "It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher, and a servant like his master." Facing the crosses in our personal lives requires a confidence in God. Great Lent is an opportunity to express and restore our confidence in God. Great Lent is a time to return from wayward paths and use the narrow gate to the kingdom. Jesus said, "Wise is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." The life in Christ is a life of joy. Even in suffering there can be joy, if the suffering is for Christ. Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. Jesus set an example for us when he prayed in Gethsemane, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Let us follow Jesus' example in facing the crosses in our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christu Tvoyemu поклоняемся, Влади, кого и святое воскресенье Твое славим. Кресту Твоему поклоняемся, Владимир. Святому Духу и ниня и пресно и во веки веков. Аминь. И святое воскресение Твое славим. Кресту Твоему поклоняемся, Влади, кои святое воскресение Твое славим.
We invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. We want to mention the Holy Trinity Serbian Orthodox Mission in Fairmont, West Virginia, where services are held twice monthly. For information on the mission and dates and times of services, please call the St. George Church. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, or for information on the Holy Trinity Serbian Orthodox Mission, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbeck. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.